I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Ciudad Juarez was once one of Mexico's most freewheeling cities. U.S. tourists would go there for the bars, the brothels, and the cheap medicines. But now the flow of people is in the other direction, from Juarez to El Paso, Texas, and surrounding towns. These Mexicans are fleeing what's become the bloodiest flashpoint in Mexico's fight against drug cartels, a city where more than 2,000 people have been killed this year. The means of escape is often a tourist visa. Monica Ortiz Uribe sent us this report.
In the dusty desert outskirts of El Paso, a family plays outside with their dog. A neighbor hammers a few last nails in his roof minutes before the sun sets. Soon, the only audible sound will be crickets chirping. This is the peaceful new home of an elder Mexican couple who fled Ciudad Juarez in September after almost being kidnapped.
Ay, ni me pregunte porque ahorita me dan ganas de llorar.
Don't ask because I'll want to cry, says the 74-year-old woman when asked to share her story. She sits on a living room couch wearing a lace-embroidered kitchen apron and a melon-colored rebozo, or shawl. She and her husband don't want their names revealed. They crossed into the United States with their tourist visas and don't plan on returning to Mexico, a clear violation.
Right now, over there is no chance for anyone. Yeah, not even for old people, for kids. It's not a safe place for anyone anymore.
The couple's daughter, Hortensia, who will only offer her first name, is an American citizen. Her parents are now living in her home. Hortensia's father worked as a fruit vendor in Juarez. One day late this summer, he was snatched off the street by a well-dressed stranger. The stranger drove him around a few hours before releasing him. Apparently, he was the wrong man. A few weeks before that, a different stranger tried to lure Hortensia's mother into his car by inviting her to a party for a local politician. For Hortensia, those close calls were too close.
When they told me, I got crazy and I said, no more. You have to come and live with us.
For some Juarenses, the only quick and legal option for escaping the violence in Mexico is to use their tourist visa, also known as a border crossing card.
Some people undoubtedly make that choice and may know that they are perhaps violating the terms of their border crossing card, but weigh that against the safety of themselves and their family and choose to take that risk.
Ileana Holguin is the executive director of the Catholic Diocese Migrant and Refugee Office in El Paso. Her office receives calls on a weekly basis from concerned family members seeking to bring their relatives from Juarez into the United States. But because of backlogs in the immigration system, Holguin says such requests can take up to 17 years.
And during that period of time, there is no permit for them to come and live in the U.S., but that's not going to solve their immediate need, which is to leave Juarez now because of what's happening now.
Hi, how are you today? Okay, what are you bringing back from Mexico today? What did you do in Mexico today?
I went to the doctor.
Okay, how long were you there for?
Most visa violators are caught at the official U.S. ports of entry. Roger Meyer is a spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Our officers in El Paso encounter any week probably 125 to 150 immigration-related violations.
Meyer says visa violators have always existed, even before the violence erupted in Mexico. Many use their tourist visa to work in the United States.
During the course of our interview and inspection, you know, in some cases we're able to determine that that person is either residing in the United States or working in the United States, which is not allowed under that visa class.
Those who are caught can lose their visa and be prohibited from returning to the United States. For Hortensia and her parents, it's a risk they're willing to take right now.
I try not to think about it very hard. I just let God to do his work. I already did mine.
It's much more difficult to track visa violators once they're already in the country. Hortensia has submitted paperwork to secure her parents' residency, a process she expects will only take a couple of years. In the meantime, she and her parents miss their lives in Mexico every day. But going back is just not realistic.
I'm very proud to be a Mexican, and if I had a chance to survive with my family, to have the chances for them to study, yeah, I'll be happy to live there. But there's no chances, not for us.
For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso, Texas.